good evening to Mr. Rosh Scantlebury. Good evening, Rosh. How are you doing?
Good evening, Oliver. Thank you for having me this evening.
It's a pleasure, my friend. It is a pleasure. It's good to see you. It's nice to meet you. You came in the studio and we said you're going to tell me all about the Barbados Community College portfolio season that's going on.
Well, during the portfolio season, there's quite a lot of things going on. This is the Fine Arts Division's display of all the creative talent that their students would have honed over the course of their programs. Music, we had music about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. This was 20 miles away. It was a really fantastic performance, a great show. Lots of good talent on display. And coming up, we have the visual art portfolio, which is actually broken down into three separate portfolios. So we have Lake Big Rock, Emerge Unveiling Perspectives, and Graphic Content. Mm-hmm. And those are going on from April 9th to 17th. And they're free.
April 9th or May?
Sorry, May 9th.
All right, yeah, just want to make sure.
May 9th to 17th, and they're free, so no need to worry about ticket costs. You can go. Opening night is May 9th, so you can go, you can see, and have fun. I met a couple of the artists while we were trying to get some behind-the-scenes content for a promotion, and they have some really great stuff there.
Wow.
There's going to be quite a lot of talent on display, so definitely the place to be. Our program, or well, the program that I'm from, the mm-hmm. Arts and Entertainment Management program, is responsible for assisting with the marketing and promotion of the various elements of the season. Mm. So we have our social media page at BCCAEMN on Instagram, and we are upon the road to portfolio. That's our slogan, as you could call it.
All right.
So we've been doing a lot of stuff, a lot of social media promotion, a lot of social media marketing. We've been on Morning Barbados as well. And we've been on this program a couple times
yes.
in the past. So in addition to visual arts, there's also the theater portfolio, Millie Gone to Brazil. Mm. I'm sure that everybody's familiar with this. It's a pretty popular, pretty well-known song. And the play is based around the story of Millie. So that is going on Saturday the 11th and the 12th of May, starting at 7 at the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theatre in Queen's Park. General admission is $30. Children under 12 are $15. And you can get your tickets from the booksource at BCC, BlackRock Books, and PNP Mobile Accessories.
Can you pay at the door by chance?
Pardon?
Can you pay at the door?
I believe so. I would have to double check. But
and that's next week, Saturday and Sunday. Starting at what time again, please, Rush?
7.
7 o'clock. Yeah. $30 for adults. Children are?
15.
Okay. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
And then wrapping up the season, we have the dance portfolio, Silver Lining. This one is on May 18th at 7 p.m. at the Frank Collymer Hall. You can get your tickets from A&B Music Supplies, the Booksource, or from any dance students. So if you know any dance students, just ask them for a ticket and they'll be happy to sell it to you. Ticket prices are $50.
Okay, so that comes off on two Saturdays from today.
Yeah.
Okay. And, sorry, did you give us a time, the starting time for that one?
Yeah, that one starts at 7 as well.
7 p.m. also. Well, I tell you, my Rosh, man, you came in here like a beam of light, positive energy. You're here smiling. You seem like such a pleasant guy. So tell us some more about you. Tell us some more about what you're doing at BCC. And then I want you to come back full circle and tell us again more about the BCC portfolio season. But tell us some more about you, Rosh.
Okay, so this is actually my second time at BCC. The first time I would have studied there was a while back in 2019, and I did the music program. Mm. So I'm a a flute player or a flautist, as you might call it.
Oh.
Yeah, so I graduated from that program in 2021, and then I went on to do the program that I'm doing now, the Arts and Entertainment Management program. So in the Arts and Entertainment Management program, or as we like to call it, AEM, because the name is quite long, we learn a lot about the business side of being an artist. Mm. So we have classes about event management, marketing, innovation.
Wow.
There's also law. So we learn a lot about like how to make contracts, employment law, and things like that. There's a course on human resource management.
Brilliant.
And then we also learn a lot of things about culture. So there's also the art disciplines as well. So each student that's in the program has to do at least some form of the arts throughout their time in the course. Well, since I had already done music, I got exempted from this because I would have spent some time in the field already. But yeah, it's a pretty well-rounded program when it comes to understanding how to like conduct business within the industry.
It sounds very comprehensive, and you know, something that I didn't have when I was growing up, I could tell you that. So to see that it's being offered and that so many people are jumping on board and taking advantage of it is really good. And you seem so sure, Mario. You seem so confident. I'm so happy. You know, I like to meet people like you. You know, guys, he's just here sitting on very confident and smiling. He came in very, very mannerly. And this is something that we, as older people, we love to see. So I got to commend you on that, young man.
Well, thank you.
So this second part of your studies, how long is this course, the event management course?
Well, the AEM course overall is 4 years. It's a bachelor's degree program.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 4 years of study.
Wow.
If you have like a previous degree like I do, you can actually finish the program in 3 years because you would receive academic standing from certain elements of the course, like cores, a couple electives as well. And if your degree is in fine arts, you wouldn't have to do the art disciplines either.
Okay.
So it's generally 3 or 4 years.
Okay. You mentioned previously that there was the dancers, I believe you said, or was it singers? There was one there's a production coming up. The first production you said that was coming up.
The visual arts portfolio.
Roughly how many students are taking part in that? Do you know approximately?
Roughly, I'm not sure about the exact number. I can give you an estimate of around 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for the other events going on next weekend at the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theater, roughly how many students taking part in that?
For theater, I think it's around the same room, maybe 15, 20.
Okay. And then the final event at the Frank Collymer Hall on the 18th, the dancing. Roughly the same amount of students?
I think dance is a little smaller, so I think closer to 10 students.
Okay. So I'm imagining everybody's fully excited, fully prepared and ready to give their all.
Yeah, definitely. They've been working really hard, as like BCC students do around portfolio time. Like, if you talk to any of them, they'll say that this is probably the busiest time of the year for them in their respective programs. A lot of them are also pretty stressed, which is understandable, because a lot of preparation goes into these things, both on the performing side as well as the like business side of making things happen, which is where we're supposed to come in to kind of offer some assistance with that.
Yeah, we've had some, Sluggy's had some of your colleagues on the show over the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And just like yourself, they present themselves very well and speak very well. And that augurs well for Barbados's future. So, you know, we really need Barbados to support these guys, support the youth and students of the Barbados Community College and these ventures that are coming up. And Rosh, I'm going to ask you again to plug and give us as much information about these events so that Barbadians, in case they didn't catch it the first time, they can get some more information from you now.
Okay, so to go over it again, we have the visual arts portfolios coming up, like Big Rock, Emerge Unveiling Perspectives, and Graphic Content. This covers visual arts, studio arts, and the graphic arts programs at BCC. Then we have, before I go on, the opening night for these portfolios is May 9th, and it runs from May 9th to 17th. So it is free to go to as well.
Before you move on there, my brother, May 9th is Thursday. That's the opening night, right?
Yeah.
And that would be where?
This would be at the BCC Art Gallery.
And approximately what time does that start, sir?
I think this one starts around 7 as well.
Same 7 p.m. And you said that's free. Opening night is free.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try my hardest to attend that. This Thursday. I hope many Barbadians come. Please continue. Yeah.
Well, it's free all around, actually.
So. All around, well, except for the 11th and 12th and the 18th.
Yeah.
Right, I understand. Sorry, please go ahead.
Yeah. So theater is on the 11th and 12th of May at 7 p.m. Millie Gone to Brazil at the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theater in Queens Park. The general admission is $30, and children under 12 are half of that, so you'll be paying $15. You can get your tickets at the book source at BCC, Black Rock Books, or PNP Mobile Accessories. And then finishing up the season, we have Dance Portfolio Silver Lining coming in at May 18th at 7 p.m. This is going to be at the Frank Collymer Hall. You can get your tickets for that from A&B Music Supplies, the book source, or from any dance students that you might know. And ticket prices are $50.
Fantastic. So it all starts this Thursday at the BCC Art Gallery is the opening night. Yeah, Rosh. And that's free. So Barbadians, come on, man. Let's go and support. Let's go and show these youth how much we're invested in their lives and in their future. And let's go and support and see some really good stuff. I can imagine the talent that's going to be on display. Any performances by you, Rosh, on the flute?
By me? Music portfolio would have gone already, so I missed my chance to participate.
So you didn't participate in the music? That went on?
No, okay. I was busy doing some work behind the scenes, so I didn't get to really help them out in that regard.
Understood. And anybody, are there anybody you want to say a special thanks? Is anybody you want to say a special thanks to from BCC for assisting? Any tutors or anybody else who's been helping out with you guys?
Well, for sure, we would like to thank Sluggy for having us on the show, both today and in the previous times that we were here. I'd also like to extend some thanks to Morning Barbados and the whole team there. They were really welcoming of us when we went on the show, when we had our thing, Portfolio Takes Over Morning Barbados. So people from each division would have gone on throughout the week. Mm-hmm. So I just want to extend my thanks to them as well.
Fantastic. Well, we've got a few minutes left, Rosh. I'm going to let you wrap it up. If you want to say anything else, if you've got anything more to add, if you want to go over the information, please do. This is your chance, my friend. You've only got about maybe 30,000 Barbadians listening. So it's nothing.
30,000.
Nothing major, my friend.
Before I go, I'd like to remind you again about our social media pages. Mm-hmm. If you want to be kept up to date on what's happening during the portfolio season. So our page is at BCCAEMN on Instagram. We are upon the road to portfolio there. We'll be posting interviews with some of the students performing interviews. Well, we also have content from our own portfolio. So we would have done a media launch for the season back in March. So if you want to see how that went, if you didn't get a chance to attend, that's also there. We have some posts explaining more about what our program is about. An interview with our course coordinator, Ms. Dion Timothy. If you're interested in the program from what I've said and you really want to get a solid idea of what it's about. We've got a lot of things coming up as well. More interviews, more behind the scenes content from what the students are doing. More interesting kinds of promotion and ideas that we have. So again, BCC AEMN, if you want to follow and stay up to date with what's happening.
And you guys are ready.
Yeah.
You're ready. So after this, what's next for you, Rosh?
Well, for me, I think after this program, I'm going to continue when it comes to music. I've been fairly busy, fairly wrapped up with school since this is, final semester and all. So mm-hmm. I've had my nose to the grindstone trying to make sure that I get everything done. But after this, I'm definitely going to try to get more into the music scene. So you can look out for me in the coming months.
All right. Well, keep in contact, man. You do have us as a contact. So hopefully we'll be seeing you around. But I just want to take this opportunity to wish you and your colleagues all the best. So once again, one last time, this Thursday is opening night
for the visual arts portfolios, Light Big Rock, Emerge Unveiling Perspectives and Graphic Content. Then we have Millie Gone to Brazil, May 11th and 12th at 7 p.m. at the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theater. And then we have Dance Portfolio, Silver Lining, May 18th at 7 p.m. at the Frank Collymer Hall.
Fantastic. Rosh, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, my friend. Pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, it was really nice to meet you as well. Yeah, thanks here. Again.
That's no problem, man. Wishing you all the best. Barbados, I'm pretty sure you're going to be hearing about Rosh Scantlebury in the future. The guy is a star. We wish he and his colleagues all the best for the coming up events of the BCC portfolio season. Thanks a lot, Rosh.
Yeah, no problem.